Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey guys, good morning. Happy Whimsical Wednesday. Wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Welcome to another episode of Morning Motivation with Big Papa. Obviously, I am not in my car on the way to the gym. I am still sitting in my office, getting prepared to go get on a plane. Heading to Grand Junction this morning, so thought I would take a minute and hit you guys up. Let you know I'm still here getting it done. Probably going to lay off a couple days in the gym. Today was leg day anyway, so I need to give my knees some rest. I got to finish packing. Not quite finished packing yet, but I thought I'd show you something. This is my goal book. So this is one of many. I've been writing these goals for years, like for 10 years, not this book. This book's probably spans a couple years because, let's see, I started this in 1/1/17. And so for a long time, probably for about 5 years, like I wrote my goals every day and didn't miss a day. And then, you know, stuff happens, life happens, you miss a few days, and then you just stop. So, let's see, January 17, I started 1/17, and I stopped 3/6/17. So, 3/6/17, stuff dropped off, and who knows why. But then I picked up again, 1/2/2018. And so I wrote again, 1/2/2018. Oh, let me see here. Oh, interesting. So 1/2/2018, this time I wrote consistently again all the way until 3/28/18. And then I picked back up on 12/14/18, so last December, and today is April 10th. So, interesting, huh? But anyway, every single day, just like I tell you I do, get up, write these goals. And it helps me with you because if I'm telling you to do something and encouraging you to do something, I want to be doing it myself. I don't want to be incongruent in my life and in the energy that I'm communicating. So it's very important, which reminds me of a conversation I had with a parent recently about the expectation of the child, yet they were not where they want the child to be, which is interesting. You know, being congruent in our life is very important, even if it's not popular. So, you know, sometimes being congruent, like doing what you actually feel, doing what you're going to say you're going to do, isn't the most popular thing. It's not always the easiest thing to do. But when you are operating in congruence, then what it's really doing cellularly, at a cellular level for you, is it's helping everything to line up. And when everything lines up, you're operating in a more balanced state, which puts you in a more present state, which ultimately leads to a more creative state. So being congruent in what you're saying and what you're doing is very important, especially when it comes to your work, your life, your spouse, your children. You know, don't ask someone else to do something that you're not willing to do yourself or haven't already done. And I like to say that, like, especially in my trauma trainings and my work with my parents and stuff, I'm not going to ask you to do anything that I haven't already done, you know, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 times, 100 times already over. And it's probably because I've done it so much that I can be so convinced. I am so convinced of how impactful it is, and then I can be convincing to you. And that's important. I can't be convincing of you. Gary Vaynerchuk said something really important the other day. He said, it was something to the effect of, people who talk about what they know they can talk freely because it's what they know. It's when people have to go start researching stuff and thinking about stuff and then they start trying to talk about it. That's when it's not very good because they're not really convinced about it. They're not really convinced. They don't really know it. And so when you know something, you can talk about it freely. And I think it was in relationship to someone, you know, wanting to know how to start a podcast or whatever. And he said, just talk about what you know. Everyone knows something. And it's so true. When you know something, you could pretty much talk about anything related to that knowing. It's when you start, you know, venturing off into other areas where you don't really know that you're, you know, it kind of feels like you're making stuff up and it's not very convincing. And so, you know, stick with what you know and deepen that knowledge and that learning. And that's going to take you a long ways in your ability, not only your own inner ability to be congruent in who you are and what you say and what you do, but also in your influence of other people when you operate from a place of knowing. And, you know, just because we know something doesn't always make it easy. I mean, just because I know a tremendous amount about stress and trauma and, you know, my own personal story and all that business doesn't mean that, you know, walking in love is any easier. It helps, but there's always the possibility for fear. Fear is always looming. It's always right there. And so that's why I always end, you know, the post daily dose by saying in any given moment, we always have a choice. We can operate from fear, our imprints, because all of our imprints are based in fear. All of our unconscious conditioning is based in fear. Or we can stop, we can take 3 to 10 deep breaths and we can choose love. And so it's so important to understand that the way we were raised, most of the ways in which we were parented, most of our society all operates out of fear. We all operate out of stress and fear. And so we choose stress and fear every day and every moment. And we don't have to. We can stop. We take 3 to 10 deep breaths. And I say take 3 to 10 deep breaths because you slow down. You line up. You line up with your spiritual state. You line up with your emotional state. And it brings you into the present. And that's where love exists. Love exists in the present. Love doesn't exist in the past. Love doesn't exist yesterday. It doesn't exist. It didn't exist when your mom was carrying you in your tummy. That's all the past. It's all an illusion. It doesn't exist in the future. It doesn't exist when we say, you know, we're going to get married, or we're going to go on this great trip, or we're going to have this lovely dinner. You know, that's all illusions we're creating in our heads. Love exists right now in this moment. Right now in this moment is what you choose. That's why you take those 3 to 10 deep breaths. You show up with love right now. Right now. I was talking to a parent who was struggling the other day. And she was like, how do I calm myself in this moment when I'm so scared? Well, being aware of your fear is like the first step. When you're aware of your fear, that's the first step of awareness. Now, what are you going to do about it? You're just going to keep being scared, or are you going to calm it down? You're going to ask yourself, is this really true? Or are you going to find something else that you can focus on that moves you in degrees, just degrees away from that fear? You know, those are all decisions that we make from moment to moment to moment. We choose to operate out of fear each moment, and we can equally choose to operate out of love. And so it just shows up, you know, every moment is a exercise in that. And, you know, I'm about to be getting on a plane, going through an airport, dealing with grumpy people. There's going to be people coughing and, you know, it's just going to be a beautiful experience. And the beautiful experience is the opportunity to be loving and to remain loving and to remain calm in the midst of that. That's just like the most beautiful opportunity we can all have. Because that keeps us present. That keeps us in the moment. So go out, make today, Wednesday, whimsical. If you're in Grand Junction, Colorado, I should be at Kiln Coffee on Main Street by 11 o'clock. My plane lands at like 10:45. And so I don't think Grand Junction's that big. But I don't know. Because I don't usually research stuff like that. I just show up and figure it out when I get there. So just know I'll be there. Love to have a cup of coffee with you. And Big Papa loves you. We'll talk to you later.